Okay. I told JJ this would be short. A little opening song. It's 1 minute long. from a poem written by Joel Cool called Beside.
Is it a mantra or something?
It's a poem that I ran across in one of his books.
Really?
It's called Decide.
I don't remember.
On the site, not a book. Larry, it's not from a book.
What's that?
It's not from one of the books.
It's from an Alice Bailey book. As far as I could tell, it was written by Joel Cool.
Do you remember which book?
No. I'll look at it later, see if I can post it on the Teespring or something.
Okay, we usually try to have some type of theme to our gatherings, and the theme to this one is principles. I've talked a lot about principles over the years and written about it, and matter of fact, working on compiling a book on principles. But first of all, what we have to understand before we go forward with this topic is understanding what a principle is, or understanding the principle governing principles. So, what's the difference between a principle and a fact?
Principles are non-changing.
Okay, well, a fact can be 2, like 2 plus 2 equals 4. That never changes.
So
that's not, that's it sometimes, but that's not the core thing. Any other ideas? What's the difference between a principle and a fact?
How about principles apply to all situations and facts only for that one thing?
That's true.
Well, principles applies to the principle that you're talking about anyway. If you're talking about principle of gravity, well,
it applies on several levels.
Yeah, it applies on to a number of things. We're looking at the core idea. What's a core difference?
You derive a number of facts from the principle.
Okay, that's really good. That's one of the things that I've said over and over. Is it may take 1,000 facts to put into the mind of a person the idea of what a principle is. But one principle, you can derive thousands of facts from it. For instance, the temperature at different points on the Earth, there's millions of different points with millions of different temperatures. Right here, the temperature is over 100 degrees right now. It's interesting, we've had one of the coolest springs we've had in our history, and now all of a sudden, just a couple of days ago, it was about 60 degrees, now all of a sudden it's over 100, so I guess this is nature's way of welcoming all you hot-blooded soul seekers. Okay, here's an interesting description that differentiates a soul and a fact. That I just posted it to the Keys a few days ago. It just occurred to me just recently. And that is, a fact, you can relate it to anybody in a short sentence and they will be able to understand it. 2 + 2 = 4, that's a fact, and that's just easy to relate. You know, doesn't take any great mind to understand that. Or if the temperature is 50 degrees, that's a fact. That's easy to relate. Nobody's really going to argue with over a proven fact. You know, it's 250,000 miles to the moon. So, you know, whatever it is, that's a fact. It's that distance. Okay, you can relate a fact in a simple sentence. And you can understand it in a simple second or two. But are principles that way? Can you relate a principle and just relate it in just a sentence and then have a person just understand it?
Not at this vibration.
No, that's one of the differences between a principle and a fact. If it's something that you just can relate really quickly, like a fact, then you know you're not really relating a principle. A principle takes understanding to be able to comprehend, and it takes a certain degree of vibration and evolution for the person to be able to understand even what a principle is. I've had quite a number of people I've explained principles to them, and then in later conversations where we're talking about it, I can see that they do not really understand the principle after all. So it's interesting that the difference in the fact that a fact, you can just have anybody, a broadcaster on TV, give it and say, you know, $5,000 was taken from the bank and we're after the robber. That's a fact. Okay? But the principle. A principle requires an explanation, and it requires understanding to be able to comprehend it. Now, as we go into principles, you'll be able to see the difference between principles and facts, so hopefully by the time we're done, everyone will understand clearly the difference. We had two new people show up here. You want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. Hi, I'm Jerry Cox. This is my
wife. Oh, glad you made it. Where are you guys from now?
Springville, Utah.
Oh, okay. Welcome.
Sorry we're late.
Oh, no problem.
My fault.
We always have a handful this late. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I passed around this sheet here relating principles. But it's far from being complete. But let's just go through one of these. Okay, the principle of duality, for instance, and male and female energies. That's an interesting one. Okay, can I just say, John, there's a principle called duality. Is that going to tell you what it is?
No.
Are you going to understand it? Okay, if I say, Adam, there's a principle of duality, which means there's two opposing things in all things. Is that enough to understand what it is? No, that's not enough to understand it either. Matter of fact, duality is manifest, for instance, in male and female energies. Male and female energies is part of the great duality. And then there's a third part to duality. Does anybody know what that is?
Opposite?
No? There's really a trinity in all things. There's two things that are obvious, there's the two opposing things, and then there's a third thing.
Oneness. Purpose.
The magic where they meet in the middle, or where they touch?
Right, the midway point. In the midway point, we have that point which is neither wet nor dry, so to speak, which is neither hot nor cold, but the point which is in between. When you have, like, for instance, a pendulum going back and forth, the point in the middle is that third point. And the many religions in the East talk about this third point, which is the point where God dwells. It's actually the point in your mind where the soul energy lies. It's a point between matter and spirit, which is neither matter nor spirit, but where matter and spirit interplay, and it really occupies no space. But it's still there, and that interplay is soul, and that's the third point. So you have three points in all things and manifestation. You have the left, the right, the hot, the dry, the male, the female, and then the neutral point in between where the invisible lies. Let's look at Brian Smith and Melva showed up.
Yeah.
Glad to have you.
Right.
That's what Kelly said.